Jackson United's coach for the past 5 years or so is Andy Sinkovitz, who, as we just mentioned with Mike Wartell, of course, played a few years ago at Lumen. Quite a few, wasn't it, Andy?
Yeah, quite a few. Back in the day.
Played for. I thought you played for Mike, but you actually played. Did you play with Mike?
No, Mike graduated out, and then I came in the year he went out.
Okay.
But Mike played on a couple state championship teams with one of my brothers, one of my older brothers. And then I came in and behind him with my younger brother.
So how'd you end up coaching Jackson United, Andy?
Well, I coached my own son through travel hockey, and through that association, one of the younger brothers of one of his teammates was 10 years back, and I went back and coached another group behind that. So I kind of did two back-to-back 10-year stints coming out of, you know, high school and all. And then I pretty much thought I was going to be done with coaching at that point. And then the Jackson United thing just kind of came out of the blue. And so one thing led to another. And here I am today, 5 years later.
Boy, and you've had three real good teams here the past few years. This year, what, a little thinner?
A little thinner. We graduated out 9 seniors last year. So this year, we still have 7 seniors on the team, but we also have 7 sophomores. So it's a little top-heavy, a little bottom-heavy. And that's some of the growing pains you go through with high school. And so we're kind of in that transition. The other thing we did this year is we made sure our schedule was stacked with good competition in our non-league games.
Uh-huh.
We moved over to the SEC, which is the Ann Arbor area, and there's some good teams in there all by itself.
Sure.
But last night we played St. Clair Shores, a Detroit team. Lake Orion was our Detroit powerhouse team. So playing teams like that this year, the competition is a little bit up.
I know you've lost to a couple of those teams, but you played pretty well.
Very well. Last night was a good example. We gave up maybe too many goals early on, but the last two periods we kind of pushed back and definitely won the last two periods on the scoreboard and on the ice, just not quite enough. In the end, but we try to use games like that to get ready for real good teams like we have this weekend in Lumen.
Well, you've got that big line hit, Bradley and Martin, and they score a boatload of goals.
Well, they do. Early on, we played them together, and then we wanted to balance things out a little more.
Uh-huh.
And so instead of having straight-up lines, we kind of switch onesie twosies, as you might say, as we go. So we don't have any set lines whatsoever. We got a lot of guys filling in around those guys to help them out as well.
Uh-huh.
And we made a few changes even on our backside on the defense to kind of bolster that up. So it's a way different look than we've had early in the year. And based on what we did last night, it's working pretty well right now.
That's bad for the broadcasters.
yeah, you're going to have to see numbers to see who's out there because, like I said, we will not be rolling, you know, 3 guys at a time.
Well, you must still be having fun.
Well, it is fun. I mean, as a coach, back in my travel days, we had similar situation. Short bench, didn't have 3 set lines whatsoever, and so as a coach, you got to stay frosty and stay in the game, as do the guys on the bench. We don't just, you know, call out a red line, blue line, whatever. It's a guy at a time, so it may change in 10 seconds who's going to go out. So the guys are kind of having fun with it because it really gets them in the game too.
Does that make it trickier to change on the fly?
Not so much. I mean, we run a system where the guy comes on the ice, has kind of a set spot that he fills, so it makes it easy for him. And because we do it that way, we got to be careful not to get guys too tired as the game goes on. But the guys coming off the bench, they know what they're supposed to be doing. So things work really well once they buy into it.
Well, you've already played 11 games. That's quite a few here.
Not quite halfway through. This is the time where you want to get real good, though. Obviously, coming into the Lumen game, that's a big rivalry game. And then from here, really, we've got about, it's maybe 7 weeks, and then we'll be into the playoffs. So right now, it's time to, get as good as we can and carry that right through.
How special is that rivalry with Lumen?
Well, for me, it's different. I mean, being an ex-player there, now coaching against them, I mean, it's sort of like growing up with your brothers. You're friendly, but yet when you compete with them, you don't want to lose. And that's something I learned as I grew up. We stay competitive. I like and don't like playing them at the same time because of that. But I know it's real good for the kids. A lot of the kids on both sides play together.
Mm-hmm.
Mike and I have known each other for years, and he's a good coach. They've got a good system over there. And it is definitely a good game for us because it does make us a better team playing against good teams like that.
Good game for the city, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Normally that place is filled. And it's really good for the community. And like I said, I mean, with the guys playing against each other, they know each other. They're super competitive. But in the end, they'll get done with that game on Saturday, and then they'll all go out, maybe even have a burger together. I mean, the kids get along that well on both sides.
Well, looking forward to it. You guys are 6-5, so off to a pretty good start. We'll see you over there Saturday, Andy.
Okay, great. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Andy Sinkovitz, Coach Jackson United.